Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
We are in for something special.
This is Triple M. It's the weekend. Our favourite time of the week. Every exhilarating moment live. Here on digital radio and on the Triple M app. For Ream Hot Water, this is Triple M Footy.
And a very good afternoon right across the Triple M network. We are live at Concord Jubilee Oval Netstrata Stadium in Sydney in beautiful Botany Bay overlooking the water today for this big game between the Dragons and the Parramatta Eels. Eels, of course, looking at a top eight spot for the year. Dragons just, well, I hate to say it, but they're kind of trying to avoid the wooden spoon here because they're equal second last at the moment with the Doggies, the poor old Dragons. It's just been a terrible, terrible year on lots of different levels. But anyway, Hoops is here today. Spud Carroll, my name is Maroon, and we're joined for the remainder of the afternoon by the Prime Minister of Penrith, the great Mark Geyer. Hello, MG.
Hello, Tony. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic, mate. So far we've had, well, look, last round we had all those close games. This week we had all those blowouts, but I suppose you being the Penrith man, let's start with that game. How did you see Penrith's game last night?
A bit diabolical, wasn't it, to be honest? I thought through the week it was going to be one of them danger games, because if you don't bring your A game to any game this year, even the bottom sides can beat you. Yeah, Roosters will find that out today. I think the Titans will be up for it, but Penrith were low on energy in a game which you shouldn't have any motivation to strive for energy. It's, you know, through last week I thought the Penrith and Broncos before this round would be 7th and 8th. Well, now I don't. No. I've got to rethink it, because you've got to beat Dogs if you want to play semi-final footy.
What do you think of their attack, MG? They had a lot of ball, and particularly they had a lot of ball camped inside the Bulldogs' 20.
Yeah, they did, Jimmy. It's been the kind of the, especially in that six games in a row, they got beat, and then they won seven in a row. Now they're on a two-game losing streak, and I think sometimes 10-15 metres out, it was at the hardest part to attack from the Panthers. It looks like if it's not Jimmy or Nathan Cleary doing something special, then we'll start at the start of the year. All forwards are scoring tries. Get the balls out to Nadens and Brian To'os and these guys who can, you know, step and jink and try and find a way to get the fullback involved a lot more as well. I think I just think at the moment Jimmy Maloney came out and said it, and I found it a bit strange that he'd say that, but I like his honesty. That we're not a grand final winning team.
It's honest.
It is honest to a point. Sometimes maybe that's what you leave in the dressing room, but on sometimes, you know, otherwise other blokes might have started to think that, especially the young guys in the team, the Kennys and the Nadens, and they go, well, if Jimmy Maloney's saying that out loud, maybe we're not grand finals. So they played like last night, that they'd been kicked up the ass by something before the game, but it wasn't the coach.
But is he not, when Jimmy Maloney says that, MG, is he not trying to challenge him and trying to say, listen, show me, you know, prove me wrong?
You know what, in years gone by, I think he could get away with that. I think the way rugby league players are built and structured these days, I don't think he can muck around with their headspace. I think it's got to be black and white. You can't be, you know, honesty is the best policy. We both grew up with it, Spud and myself, and we come through the grades, but it's a totally different game today. And I think if you come out and say that we can't win the grand final, you're the best player in your team, well, that's going to send a little bit of a ripple through the squad, I would imagine, even subliminally. Obviously, Kickout's been out the last 2 weeks, they've lost. That's another big point that a lot of people aren't making, that he's their man. You know, he's their best player. And you take the best player out of any team, and they're going to struggle.
I think, MG, as you spoke before, mate, if they've got to beat the Bulldogs to be able to play top, you know, eight footy. But I think a few of these blokes thought, oh, we're only playing the Bulldogs, we've just got to turn up. There's complacency there. You could see it in the way they played. There's no intensity in their line spread in defence. There was no one whacking blokes. Come out the line, whacking a bloke, and then his mate coming over, patting him on the shoulder, going, let's go again. The Bulldog, the Bulldogs sort of ran straight through him, through the middle, took him up through the middle, and there was no respite.
Yeah, I counted probably on both hands the amount of times. It would have been a dozen or more. So I didn't need my feet as well to count on both hands. but the two passes wide, then in for in ball for a yo, or two the other way for another back row. It lacked a lot of enterprise. When I watched the Raiders against the Warriors on Friday night, and I thought, well, that's the way Hooker plays, and that's the way their forwards run. Both front rowers scored their opening two tries in Papali and who's the other front rower?
Oliola.
And Cece Oliola, who ran 25, 30 metres to score a try. So that's a difference. That's the benchmark at the moment. The Canberras and the Manlys are your benchmark, I think, who are going to give these top sides a bit of a what for. And at the moment, Penrith aren't one of them.
All right, Sunday Triple M NRL, still plenty to talk about this afternoon. We haven't had a look at Newcastle and their fall from grace over the last couple of weeks. And where does Jesse Ramian go from here? We'll talk all about that and the new Titans coach and more, all coming up as Triple M rocks footy. On Sunday Triple M NRL, another one bites the dust.
What's your favourite Queen song?
Oh, I think I like Fat Bottom Girls, now that you ask me, MG. Fat Bottom Girls are... I've probably heard Bohemian Rhapsody enough, if I can be honest. Bicycle Race is a good one too,
yeah,
Queen.
Yeah.
What about you, Hoops? What's your favourite Queen song?
I like that one.
What about you, Spud Carroll?
We Are the Champions.
Oh, yeah, We Are the Champions. I love that.
Crazy little thing called love.
Yeah, another good one. Anyway, let's talk a little bit of footy here with Ruben Garrick from the victorious Manly side, who have just been going along so well. Four of their last five, they've won, and just playing out of their skin at the moment, surprising everyone, but maybe not this bloke. Another one that the St. George Illawarra Dragons get away. Ruben Garrick, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Fantastic, mate. Yeah, a Gerringong boy, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, Gerringong boy. Played my juniors down there, and played 1 year of first grade there too under Mick. So, yeah, it's a good... good ground, home ground for me.
What are you laughing at, mate? What's going on there? Huh?
Sorry, mate. My roommate's just into me.
Oh, that's no. Oh, the old, yeah.
Who's your roommate?
Corey Waddell.
Could you put him on?
Oh, Delphi! Waddy! Yeah, put him on, Rudy.
Put him on.
You want to put him on? Right.
Yeah, put him on.
Yeah, mate.
Hey.
Corey.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Hey, Corey, MG, how are you, brother?
Good, mate.
Mate, what are you doing? Are you ticking his offer or something, mate? What are you... Grab me by the old grandson. roommates. We've got two for the price of one. These both these young blokes are killing it this year. So before we get back on to Ruben, mate, your season's been sensational, mate.
Yeah, mate, it's been good. I've really enjoyed it this year down in Manly, and Dez has been unreal, really helped me footy out this year, and the team's going well too. So yeah, I've loved it.
Right on, mate.
Talking about Dezzy Hassler, mate, Spud Carroll here. I had him as he's one of my mates, but also he's one of my teammates. Is there any Harry Tightass stories about Dezzy you can tell the team here? He's one of the tightest asses you've ever known.
Oh, yeah. He's got a few on the spinning wheel. He doesn't like shouting for coffee, so he keeps putting that up there, so he gets a free coffee every now and then.
What else is on the spinning wheel, Corey?
There's a couple of things like wash the coach's car, $50. I don't know.
He's one of the best.
Yeah.
He's one of the best.
It's good. Good fun.
Well, on a serious note, just in relation to Dez, what's the secret with him behind the scenes? Like, how's he helped you develop your game on an individual level?
Oh, well, I just think, he does a lot of video and he's always doing video, and like after training and stuff, he'll send some video out to you about your game and the things that you need to work on. And I think he tries to develop each player individually, which is, really good. And then everyone knows their role and develops their own game, which helps the team out.
Yeah, all right. This is a bit like, when you grow. When
this
I was growing
up. It's like a perfect match. Number one and number two. Let's go back to number one. Let's go back to Ruben for a second.
It's like when you...
Yeah.
Thanks, put him on. Is anyone else there?
Corey?
This is what they call award-winning radio.
Oh, this is just on the spot.
And as MG said, don't go flicking the old Jats crackers when he's on.
Yeah.
Now, Ruben, can we have a serious discussion with Ruben Garrick about the NRL now?
Sorry about that, guys.
That's all right, mate. No, it's a bit, I was going to say, like, you'd relate to this, MG and Spud. You know, when we were growing up as kids, Like, you only could ring up from the home phone, and you might ring your cousins in Singleton, and everyone gets on as a little chat.
That's right.
You keep passing the phone around.
But no, anyway, we had no mobile, so we used to get the winder and unwind it and go in your room, remember? The big, when you had your first girlfriend, you go, shush, I'm going to my room.
With and the then, winder.
Yeah, the winder.
Ruben, welcome. Now, we're just going to start this whole thing again, mate. So, congratulations, mate. Another positive performance from the team yesterday.
Yeah, it was. We started off a bit slow that first half, and we spoke about it at the half time. We were a bit disappointed in how we started and how we're completing, and come out second half and really started to complete and put a bit more pressure on them, and that led to a few points in the second half, which was good.
I'll tell you what, Ruben, you're in the rookie class this year of 2019. It's going to be an epic. You can make a first grade team out of the guys who have made their debuts this year, and you're only a couple of tries off the leading try scorer. I bet you in your wildest dreams at the start of 2019 you didn't think you'd be where you are right now.
No, that's it. I still pinch myself every day, to be honest. It's pretty surreal. Last year, not getting around being the top squad down at Dragons there and just playing Cup. None of my wildest dreams, but I think I'm playing every week first grade, and I'm pretty stoked to have played every game this year, and hope I can finish the season strong.
Yeah, Ruben, Spud Carroll here, mate. Can you explain to our listeners what it was like to be an off-season under Desi Hauser? Donny Sinj was brought back in. Terry Randall's son was brought in to destroy you blokes. Can you explain what we did in training?
Yeah, it was a very tough pre-season, to be honest. It was a completely different one to what I was used to. We did a lot of running and stuff down at the Dragons, and here it was more, your burpees, getting up and down off the ground, contact, and just metres per minute sort of running. So it's a lot more game-based, and both like Donny Sinj and Chad Randall, they're great motivators as well as trainers, so they got us, in... Fit and fight and ready for the season this year. So, it was good to have a pre-season under Dez, but I'm not looking forward to the next one, I'll tell you that.
Ruben, Hoops didn't get to say good day to Corey. Could you put him back on very quickly? No, just kidding, mate. you have a great afternoon. Congratulations, and you've got a couple of big games ahead. We wish you all the best, and congratulations on your success so far.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Go on your Rubes.
Another one that got away from the Dragons.
Who hasn't been like... involved that type of situation with your roommates when you're trying to talk to someone seriously.
Yep.
And Corey's probably doing a brown eye to him or some, or he's flicking with the towel.
You were saying before about the winder, or then at our place it was real fancy. You could go into another room and pick up the extension and listen in.
Yes. Well, you pick it up, put your finger down, and you go.
A little story on Maroon regards Des Hauser. I remember when he got the gig, he rang up and said, Spud, mate, you won't believe it. You know those cameras I've got up? I said, what cameras? He goes, I've got four cameras up around where they train. I went, yeah? I said, what are you doing? He said, I watch the other players' movement, the other attitudes. He said, mate, they've only been using three. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, they can't find the other one. I said, where is he? He goes, it's in a tree. Get in a tree. They haven't been using it. That's how eccentric this bloke is. There's Hazard. But I guarantee he's one of my great mates, and he's done a great job down there. I know I always take the piss out of him, as they say.
Yeah.
But he deserves it.
Yeah, what about how quiet he was on the Kangaroo Tour? Like, him and Dale Shearer would be with Johnny Lewis in a room just having cups of tea, watching movies. And now we see this other side of him, the chameleon side of him as a coach. You go, wow, he's so intense.
Everything was sorry. Mate. Yeah. Say something. Sorry.
Everyone's played under him, Spud, like you. Love him.
Yeah. Speaking of that Kangaroo Tour, what was that, 1990? Did you like room together?
My roomie was Brad McKay.
Yeah.
He used to stretch before he went to bed. I was never stretching. I was jumping into bed, but, mate... We had a bit of a pact when I went to South in 1990. I left 89. We were training out at Edmonton in the gym out there, Dennis Bally's gym, and we had a bit of a brother handshake. So, mate, we're going to go on the Kangaroo Tour together, and we did. It was the most amazing thing just to say, because back, a lot of people don't understand that when we were 18, we were both 5'8", playing for St. Mary's. He was St. Mary's, I was St. Pat's, and we did a childhood dream of playing for Australia.
Now, Smash and Crash, that was the nickname.
Bobby Fulton gave us that.
Yeah, of course, you can hear more about all of this at one of my sportsman's lunches if you're having a...
cha-ching! There it is.
We'll take a break.
Speaking of stretching...
Thanks, Davey.
There it is. Speaking of stretching before you get into bed, you've told me you do a little bit of that, don't you, Maroon? And you've been trying to get Kenty to do some as well.
Yeah, I have. Right? Oh, that's a personal thing.
But why did you get a rib removed?
That's a bit drastic, isn't it?
All right, here, Blake.
What are you trying to do?
I think you need to go and splash your faces with cold water. Hoops, Spud, MG and Maroon back with more after this as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's, Triple M footy.
Yeah, and welcome back to it. It's a 4 o'clock kickoff today for the match of the day between Parramatta and the Dragons. It's a home game for the Dragons. They're playing for pride now, the Dragons. They're no chance of making the top eight, so let's hope they turn up and have a good game today. Parramatta, on the other hand, well, they will go into this game as favourites. There's, of course, another game being played right now, and with 11 minutes gone, the Roosters lead 12-0, but I think the Roosters might have gone in again 16-0. Roosters lead the Titans 16-0. At the SCG. We'll keep you posted with scores on that. With MG, Mark Carroll, James Hooper and Maroon, it's time for this.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, well, this is a segment where we just talk. We just toss up some topics and the boys say whether they believe this statement or not. And we'll start off with this one tonight with you, Hoops. Nathan Brown will not be the coach of the Knights next season, believe it or not.
I do not believe it. I think Brownie's done a great job rebuilding a roster that had collected a couple of wooden spoons. It's a tough gig. They're headed in the right direction. They've had some great success. Yeah, they're in a rough spot in the road at the moment, but I'm sure Brownie is there for the long haul.
MG, believe it or not, Nathan Brown will not be the coach of the Knights next season.
I don't believe it. I think he will be as well. I think with long-term gain, you've got to have some short-term pain, and that's what's happening at the moment with the Jesse Ramien situation. It happens in rugby league teams weekly. You know, coaches and players have a blow-up, and if sometimes the coach or the player has had enough, and I think the coach in this case has as well. So, look, there'll be plenty of suitors for Jesse Ramien, but I think Nathan Brown's done a great job at Newcastle.
Spud Carroll, Nathan Brown will not be the Knights coach next season, believe it or not.
I'm going to be the trifecta and say not. If it was true, who would you have as a gig? Who'd go into that job? I just think there's not many quality coaches around looking for gigs like that. I think from what he's done from day dot, he started off a bit scratchy, but the players finally... What I got annoyed was they kept blaming the coach, except the players were the ones that were dropping the ball and doing the bad plays. They certainly turned it around, and they won six games in a row. Unfortunately, they're in a bit of a trot, but I think Brownie will be there.
Okay, in Canterbury Cup right now, Dragons 18-26, almost half-time there. Believe it or not is the segment, and to you, Hoops, Jesse Ramien will have no trouble finding a new NRL club, believe it or not.
I do not believe Jesse Ramien will have any trouble. It's a bit Confucius sometimes, this segment, Maroon. I know it wins awards all over the world, but yeah, sometimes there's a triple-double negative thing going on. But I don't believe Jesse Ramien will have any trouble at all. In fact, I can tell you he's got about half a dozen joints lined up.
Okay, who are they? Can you tell us who they are?
He has got the Melbourne Storm, the Bulldogs, Cronulla, West Tigers. I think the Roosters have made an inquiry, and I stress it's only an inquiry. And North Queensland Cowboys as well, Anthony. So there's half a dozen for you.
All right. Now, let me read that again, because I know this won't confuse you like it did Hoops here, MG.
Jesse Ramien will have no trouble finding a new club. I believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe that he won't have any trouble.
And you believe he won't have any trouble either, Spud?
No, nah, he's a class player.
If I was Jesse Ramien's friend or mentor, go to Melbourne.
Yep.
Go to Melbourne.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if you've got to take a little bit less.
Well, he's only on about 300 at the moment, isn't he, Hoops?
Yeah, correct.
So Melbourne will buy him for that. That's a bargain if you're going to get him right.
Would you take a little haircut, Maroon, if a rival radio station came in?
Do any of them listening, I want about triple. What? Okay. I wanted to go at least into double figures, if I could. You know, just an hourly rate of a double figure.
Yeah, you still want to pay the station to have you on like you are now.
Exactly, yeah. It's got to stop being voluntary at some point. Now, the Titans made a mistake choosing Justin Holbrook. Do you believe this or not, Hoops?
Well, I've said from the outset I thought they should have got Kevin Walters, and I haven't changed my view on that. They've gone with Holbrook now, so you can't change it. But I'm a big Kevy supporter and a big believer in what Kevy would be able to do with an NRL club. And I thought that given Mal Meninga's in there and he's such a big presence and identity as the Australian coach and also as a proud Queenslander, I thought he and Kevy would have worked perfectly together.
All right. And now to you, MG. The Titans made a mistake choosing Justin Holbrook.
No, I do not believe that. I think he's the right man for the job. Given the fact what Hoops just said about having such a presence like Mao there, I think Kevy and Mao might have clashed a bit around. They're both pretty, you know, alpha males. I think the fact that Justin Holbrook will play more of a submissive role as a coach with Mao, you know, calling the shots as well. And like Trent Robinson and Madge McGuire done overseas, I think he'll come back after having such a great percentage record at St Helens, and I think it'd be good for the club. I think he coached the young halfback, whose name escapes me at the moment, Ash Taylor, in under 19s.
Yeah, he did.
For Australian under 19s, yep. And they had a good report, so they're off to a good start already.
Spud Carroll, the Titans made a mistake choosing Justin Holbrook, believe it or not.
Again, like Hoops, I was disappointed for Kevin Walters, but I just think they've made a good decision. They brought a young guy who's desperate for an opportunity in the NRL. He's proven his worth over in the Super League, and I think it's a great challenge, especially the Titans, and I think it'll be a positive sign for him.
Just around the grounds for Bankstown RSL as well, Maroon. 22-0 to the Sydney Roosters. BMOZ, Brett Morris is on fire. He's got a hat-trick.
Oh, wow. Already. How long gone there, Hoops?
We have got 25 minutes gone, Maroon.
25 minutes and it's 22-0.
Correct.
They're a courageous mob, the Titans.
Speaking of Titans, yeah.
Believe it or not, Kevin Walters will never coach an NRL club.
I don't believe it. I think Kevy will get a shot at some point. I'm disappointed for him that it wasn't the Gold Coast Titans. I would have thought that was a perfect fit. But I do believe at some point Kevy will get a shot.
I believe he won't. Yeah, he's 52 now. He's no longer a rookie coach. It's Origin set for Kevy. I think of Queensland at the moment, I think of Kevy Walters. I think that there's all these young guys coming through the system now that everyone that he doesn't get Kevy Walters, that's another kid who's probably going to put his, you know, the O'Briens and the Holbrooks, and you've got Jason Rolls in Melbourne looking for gigs, and all those assistant coaches are getting younger. So, unfortunately for Kevy, I don't think he will. I think that this was probably the prime spot for him to start it and finish it, maybe, because he would have pulled a lot of players with the name he's got and being a Queensland coach, but I think if he concentrates on Queensland and forges out a good legacy there, he could have that job for the next 10 years.
Mm. All right, final one for you there. Well, we've got another little one I'm going to sneak in here, but Kevin Walters will never coach an NRL club, believe it or not, Spud.
I've got to agree with MG. I just think this was his last roll of dice. He's going to be a great legacy with the Queensland side, but I think deep down after that, mate, you should be aiming for the Australian. Now won't be doing it for many years.
Good point.
I just think it'll be a great take for the... he knows what's going on, but I feel sorry for the bloke because he's certainly a great bloke and he'd bring a lot of people. And unfortunately, I think he might have had, I don't know what happened down there at the Titans. We all thought he was there, but unfortunately missed the boat.
All right, final one. As far as the premiership goes, Souths are pretenders. Believe it or not, Hoops.
I don't believe it, Anthony. I know they had a little hiccup last night against the Cronulla Sharks, but I think Sammy Burgess back into the side is a massive inclusion. And they've also still got Alex Johnson to try and fit in the mix somewhere. Corey Allen's not playing first grade at the moment. So I think Wayne Bennett, being the style of coach that he is, he'll have them peaking for September, Anthony, and you might well be at the Woolpack Hotel dancing on the bar in your undies again, swinging the red and green jumper around.
Yeah.
Glory, glory to South Sydney.
Giddy up. What about you, MG?
They're not pretenders. So I don't believe that. I think that they got a little bit over-emotional last night against the Sharks because of Sammy's return, and he was probably the main instigator. Once he's back, and you know, when you come back after a layoff, you want to stamp your authority straight away. And Sam didn't have the match fitness to do so, and was frustrated. And Sharks, well, the way they played their forward rotation last night, that's the sign of things to come. I loved Fafita coming off the bench with Ueli, make a big impact when you got Pryor starting and Gallen. I think he's onto something, John Morris, with this rotation. Wade Graham, wow, doesn't he add so much to that the Sharks team? You know, so. No, look, I think they got the Sharks at the wrong time last night, Rabbitohs. They were always primed for that game, and I think the Rabbitohs will be in the top four.
All right, and finally for you, Spud, as far as the premiership goes, the Rabbitohs are pretenders.
They're in there right up to their neck, mate. I just think at the start of the year, you always say you want to try and make the top four. They're in there at the moment. They've got to get there, and that's a new competition. I just think with the Wayne Bennett effect, and as MG said, I think with Big Sammy come out, his timing was off, but his enthusiasm for three blokes, he just wants to go and lead all the way. And sometimes he goes across the line. As Hoop said at the start of the show, I think he's going to have some carryover points, which is a bit scary because he's going to be on the tightrope. for the semi-final period. So hopefully we'll see the best of Sam Burgess and South Sydney.
Okay, that's Believe It or Not, and it's half-time here. Dragons lead Wentworthville 18-6. That's in the Canterbury Cup. And in the NRL match today, we'll get an update for you there very shortly, but I believe it's still 22-0.
22-0 to the Chooks, and I think they're just having a look. The Roosters might have scored another freakish try. Brett Morris, there was a kick going over the sideline. He's jumped up, somehow batted the ball back in, and I think there's a big chance that Mitchell Orbison might score.
Okay, we'll come back and get those details for you. Still plenty to come, and of course our game at 4 o'clock today is the Dragons and Parramatta here. It's Triple M Rocks the footy. It's Triple M Rock and the footy at Cogra Jubilee Oval. A beautiful day in the city of Sydney. Roosters 22, Gold Coast 0, but the Titans have just struck back and completed a set of six. So who knows what could happen from here. Jesse Ramian has left the Newcastle Knights. It's a similar to the Tyrone Peachy story, Hoops, where he never really seemed to fit in here. Just before I go to you, though, I've got some audio, Nathan Brown talking about the Jesse Ramian thing.
Jesse Ramian hasn't had a fallout with the coach, hasn't had a fallout with the senior playing group. It's not because he ate steak and eggs or whatever everyone wants to say. The reality is, you know, I made a decision with two or three other very key people in the club that Jesse isn't happy at our football club, so it's in his best interest not to be here. You won't find any of the playing group and their staff saying anything negative about Jesse. He's a decent young kid. And I'd be surprised and disappointed if Jesse said something untoward about us, because we've all made him our best, tried our best, but sometimes it just doesn't work out for whatever reasons.
Yeah, well said, Nathan Brown. What do you read into that, Hoops?
Oh, basically, Maren, I think what you'll find was happening is Jesse Ramian, you know, stamped himself as a gun young centre at the Cronulla Sharks last season, scored plenty of tries, and was even spoken about as a future New South Wales State of Origin player, and possibly even wearing the green and gold playing for Australia. And then he's gone to Newcastle, and he's playing on that right edge. And a lot of Newcastle's attack, because of the influence of Kalyn Ponga and also Mitchell Pearce, dictates that they run a lot of their attack down their left side. And so earlier on in the season, when they lost five games straight, there was a few rumblings and about Ramian possibly being unhappy and not getting enough early ball and all this sort of thing. And then they went on that winning run, and so that essentially smoothed everything out. And then when they hit a few bumps in the road again and started to go up and down a little bit, well, it resurfaced. And so as a result, I think Nathan Brown just decided to nip it in the bud. Fronted Jesse, just said, look, mate, is it true? Do you want to release? Because if you do want to release, we'll go and see Brian Canavan, who's the head of football at Newcastle, and we'll make it happen. And so Jesse Ramian said, good as gold. He'd been dropped to reserve grade that week. He said, righto, sweet. Yeah, I'll take you up on that offer.
All right.
Yeah, it's not, I suppose, and again, I don't want to, every time I talk about our careers, I don't want to sound like a dinosaur, because it, you know, that was something so long ago, but players these days seem to have an easy option to get out of things.
Yeah.
A lot easier to get out of what, you know, even players, coaches, contracts, and, you know, the contracts these days just mean nothing, and I really hate that part of the game. It's the thing if I was an administrator, I'd be trying my best to change, that the signed contract means something. And, you know, it's unfair to our number one shareholders, the fans. We keep saying to them, you know, buy memberships, come to the games, you know, buy your club's five jerseys for that season. But the players and the coaches do what they want as far as contracts go. I find it absurd. We're such a high value game throughout, you know, the eastern coast of New South Wales, and so much money in the game, that we let players and coaches just dictate so much by saying, I'm you know what, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, I don't want to be here anymore, I don't want to fight for my spot anymore, I don't want to make it, I don't want to say that, you know, stuff the outside noise, I'm going to bite down the mouth guard, and I'm going to make it work. But the first sign of that, they go, you know what, too hard, see ya.
Well, when you and Spud played MG, your word was your bond, and your handshake meant something. If you look somebody in the eye and negotiated a deal with them, well, it was a deal, and you were there for the length of that contract. Whereas, unfortunately, nowadays, contracts aren't worth the paper they're written on. And we saw it amongst the coaches at the back end of last year, and we've seen it amongst players now, essentially for the last decade. Yeah, correct. Yep. That's the world we live in, unfortunately.
Well, I had a similar situation with Gus Gould in 91. Me and him weren't seeing eye to eye, 1990, sorry, and I was never going to leave the club, but he said, you know, got up in the middle of one video session and basically said, if you don't want to adhere to what we're doing, you know, boot off. And I for that night, I did. And I went away and cooled my heels and rang him the next day. And then, you know, he said, you're all right. I said, I'm good. It was that one. I just had to get out. We just had to get away from each other for
12 hours.
Is that the meeting where he had the big blow up and then he said, right, well, if you don't like it, we'll get out of here. Yeah. And then he turned around and then he had to ask the rest of the blokes, is he gone?
It was major semi in 1990. We were about to play the Broncos and I just come back from a groin injury and, I wasn't training, doing the extras that I should have been doing, and I kind of, it looked like it on the field, and I missed a few tackles, and it wasn't the place I was supposed to be, and Gus called me out on it in front of all the other team, and, you know, so I deserve that, but I didn't take it too well. And then the next year, I signed a three-year deal, which I didn't, you know, obviously for other reasons, didn't see it out, but I shook his hand. I shook Gus's hand and said, that's enough for me. You know, and he told me what I was on, told my accountant, this is what you got to build the club for each month, and that was it. I signed an NRL contract, yeah, because we had to, but as far as the you know, all the legalities, you know, I shook Gus Gould's hand.
I did the same thing at Manly. Bozo wanted me over there, and I asked who was he signing up. We went AMB, and I went, put my hand out, and I shook his hand. That was the end of it. But I can't get away with these players who just say, I don't want to play for a club, and then tear up their contract. What about the poor bugger who's gone out and bought the jersey with his name on the back? It's just, and now he's going to another club.
Yeah.
You know, they put all this money into our great game. These players and the coaches, as you said, mate, they get out of it so easy these days. I think they should, the contract, what is the contract?
Yeah. 26-0, boys. Roosters lead the Gold Coast Titans. 26-0 in the first half. What about on the back of how that's all played out, the way Nathan Brown's conducted himself, Hoops? That's beautiful.
Brown is a straight shooter, Maroon. He'll just call it as he sees it. And, look, they're going through some tough times at the moment because there was that period where they went on the winning roll where people were talking about them as serious premiership contenders and people were talking about them being in the top four and all those sorts of things. Well, that's all gone now. You know, they've hit turbulence. And if you look at the numbers from when they were flying during that period, they scored more points than any other team in the competition and they had the best defence. Well, that's completely reversed now. They're leaking double the amount of points and their attack is nowhere near as fluent as it was. But Brownie, as I said, he calls a spade a shovel and then he gives you a little clip around the ear with it. And so he's just been direct and up front, told everybody what's happened. And as a result, Jesse Ramien's going to be looking for a new club. We should stress, he hasn't actually been granted the formal release yet. He will be in the next coming week. But I think his agent's been away overseas in Fiji. He'll get back this week and they'll nut the final paperwork on the deal out, Maroon.
Jeez, you've been good today, Hoops.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, mate. I listened all the way in because I tried to go a smart way from Penrith into Cogra. I went through Sydenham and...
Well, you're trying to avoid the tolls?
No, I go through the tolls. I go through the new M4 tunnel toll that got me out on Ashfield from...
Oh, I love that new tunnel.
That's great.
It is good, isn't it? At West Connects.
Yes. Then I thought, okay, I'm going to go... I used to play Green Shield at Petersham in cricket. That's another story for another day, how good a cricket I was. Anyway, I ended up bloody chucking newies and everything, so I got even a frazzle. But one of my good mates, his daughter's first birthday today. I want to give her a shout-out, young little Lila Shepherd. Brock and Nikki, who was supposed to be there, and he just texted me going, where are you, mate? I've had a busy week, so when Gerds was crook, I had to just jump in yesterday and giddy. So, Lila won today. God love her. She's a beautiful little girl, and Brock and Nikki are beautiful people.
So you're supposed to be at the one-year-old's party, and here you are. Yeah. I think the least Triple M can do, though, is send the bloody rock patrols around there with some icy cold cans of Coke or something, eh?
Dorothy the Dinosaur.
The Wiggles.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Dragons 18, 2012, and the Roosters 400, the Titans nil. No, it's 26-0.
Is it half time yet?
It's just about half time.
Wow.
Let's take a break and we'll come back and look at this game this afternoon between Para and the Dragons as Triple M rocks the footy.
The McDonald's Triple M footy.
And welcome back to Cogra Oval or Netstrata Stadium, where it's 18 points to 12, Dragons leading the Wente Magpies. Your mate Nick from Sutton's has just called in to say you're doing a great job too, Spudo. So there you go. So that's beautiful.
We're in there, mate. As I said, you're talking to the right people.
Yep.
And I'm the first one to speak to. And then we go through the other areas. Right. You're getting a car.
I don't want a car. That's all good.
You're setting yourself up for a side arrangement with Ryan Sutton. You want a free car.
You're setting yourself up. for a bus ride to North Sydney. Now, listen, let's talk about, while we're in the break, the catering was delivered here, which is outstanding here at Cogra. This is how it should be done. We've had sandwiches, wraps, now we're having pies.
Yep.
Some king prawns are on the way too, I believe. Now, but you were talking to MG Spud about when you guys used to work on the bananas at Flemington Markets.
Well, you know what's happened, Maroon? Because this box is so bloody small, like I'm nearly over. The guy in the corner who's our panelist, he's eating a banana and it just gives me bad vibes. I remember I finally got graded at Penrith and we got a job. I was working for Alcan, actually putting roofs on and guttering, and they got us this job down at the markets. MG said, "I'll pick you up, mate. We'll start at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, Donkey Bait Up got it for us.
It was, and we were supposed to be finished by 9 o'clock. We get to 9 o'clock and the bloke goes, "What do you want for lunch?" And we said, "What do you mean?" He said, "What's smoker?" And we said, "No, we're going to go home, mate." He said, "Oh, no, we finished about 11:30.
More midday or something, yeah.
So he goes, "What do you want to eat?" And I looked at MG and he goes, "This load up." So we got two hamburgers, large fries, and back then the old 1.25 litre Coke.
Each.
And the bloke looked at us, he goes, "Mate, you blokes don't eat like this every day." I said, "Mate, every day." Now, it got to 11 o'clock.
"We've got to get out of here, mate."
And he's firing me up, right? He's always been such a shit sir. Yeah? Always been the same. "Mate, this guy's going to speak to the boss." So I've gone up the stairs and MG is right behind me.
Yeah, let's tell this bloke.
I knock on the door. The boss comes, "Mate, what's up, mate?" I said, "Me and me mate." I look over my shoulder. He's gone.
I bobbled down the stairs as quick as I could. So he's turned around and spuds on his own.
So anyway, long story short, he went down MG. He said, "Mate, I thought you liked the job, mate." He goes, "Mate, I love the job, but I've got to take Spud home." And I'm driving.
Well, that's the last time we were at the markets.
Well, mate. There was like normal sized bananas.
Oh, yeah. Mate, there was this one bloke there. Seriously, he was collecting the big ones. I don't know why he was liking banana splits or whatever. But, mate, all our job was to go from XL to large, and that's our job, putting onto pallets. But I'll
tell you, when they said to me, "Watch for snakes," I said, I'm out of here. You might get the old brown snake amongst them, because they come. Like I said, "No, mate, that's it for me." Anyways, what are all the jobs you used to have as a kid?
Yeah, I had a job in a peanut factory for about a couple of weeks.
That makes sense.
And I shoveled some hot sesame down my shoe.
Some what?
Some hot sesame seeds down my shoe, and had to get raced off to Rachel Foster Hospital. I had like third degree burns on my foot, and I said, "That's it for me. I'm not."
Speaking of hospitals, just a little bit of breaking news here. I've just had a text message from Gordon Tallis. He said, "Please pass on to Maroon that I am in hospital and on a drip."
So good, good.
I don't appreciate.
Are you feeling any better?
Some of those messages that he sent through earlier.
No, I don't care.
Well, where's Gordy Crook?
He's off today. Well, but Maroon sent him a text message earlier saying, "What did it say?"
Yeah. Look, I said, "I hope you die," but I feel terrible about it. I feel really bad about it.
Well, he knew you weren't mucking. He
knows I love him, and I was only mucking around. The great karaoke king of the coast, Billy Harrigan, will join the boys for the call this afternoon too. Dan Ganane, MG will be here, and Spud Carroll, and that's just about it for me. Who do you like today? Who's your tip for this game this afternoon, Spud?
I think Parramatta. I know we've got what's this ground called now? I thought it was Jubilee.
That's what I call it.
I put that in my sat nav. Jubilee comes straight in there. You've got another name. Parramatta need to get a bit of energy going into the. They're a good chance of making the top eight, and they've got to win today.
All right. What about you, Hoops?
Yeah, I think the Eels. It's been a forgettable season for the Big Red V. They'd be bitterly disappointed with how it's unfolded, but I just think the Eels have got too much to play for. They'll want to build some momentum leading into the finals, and they're a good chance.
Well, I think it's going to go exactly the way this Canterbury Cup game's going. Dragons jumped out to an 18-point lead, and now it's Wentworthville come back to 18-16. I think that's going to happen in the main game. I think on emotion, the Dragons will get out to a bit of a lead, and then I think Parramatta might mow them down towards the end of the game.
Okay, half-time, and it's Roosters 28, Titans 0. Half-time, Roosters 28, Titans 0. Dan will join you next. On behalf of myself and Hoops, we'll see you next week, and of course you can catch Hoops on one of the many, many shows on. He's on Fox League. He just comes on and...
You working tonight, Hoops?
Yeah, we've got the big league wrap on tonight, MG. Jared Croker from the Green Machine is our special guest. Vonnie Sampson hosting. Mick Ennis is on. So always a pleasure
to
work
Vonnie
with you.
Tell Vonnie if she's got any dramas with that possum, I'll come round and help.
You've been tremendous on the possum front today.
I know, I'm a possum.
You do a lot of possum hunting once upon a time.
I do a lot of possum research. I do a lot of, there's so many different species of possum depending on where you
are.
There
is. What's one, what's two of them?
Oh, there you got the ringtail.
Yep.
You got the what's her name? Tail, the brush tail. The brush tail. You got the North Queensland possum. You got the red possum.
South Coast possum.
You got the South Coast, the Silver Badger possum. All different types of possum. In fact, I'm going to go home now and have a look at some of my possum notes. He's been great working with you, Spud.
Great your time.
And Dan will be in next as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.